This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Om Saram to our listeners. I'm Gulab Blimoria of Sri Sathasai International Organisation of New Zealand, and I offer my most loving and humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagawan, Sri Sathasai Baba. I welcome our listeners to this 1129 Sai News program, and today we'll be hearing from Dr. Suresh Govind. In this sparing and laughter-filled talk, Dr. Suresh Govind explores the theme of self-transformation towards oneness, a journey from selfishness to selflessness, from the caterpillar to the butterfly, from ritual to the true spirit of spirituality. What makes this session unforgettable is not just the depth of wisdom, but the humor in which it is delivered. With his trademark wit and related stories, Dr. Govind turns profound truths into light, joyful reflection that stay with us. The time simply breezes by as you find yourself laughing, reflecting, and nodding in agreement. He reminds us that true transformation begins with belief, shifting from I am a body with a spirit to I am the spirit with a body. He drives home that life must have a clear goal and purpose. Otherwise, like a tasteless dish without seasoning, it leaves us unfulfilled. Hear this talk to be entertained, enlightened, and deeply moved. Dr. Suresh shows us that the path of oneness is not heavy. It can be filled with joy and humor. So let's hear part one first.
Yeah. Sai Ram. Dear brothers and sisters, by the infinite grace, love and compassion of Bhagwan Baba, SSIO USA has really dipped all of us in these 3 days in nectarian bliss. So blissful, so we don't want to leave this place. We feel so good, so connected, and so beautiful. Never has there been a conference in the world, Sathya Sai conference in the world, where the conference has been organized next to the airport. You know why? Because both Harish and Alex, what they wanted to do was, they wanted you to come out of the aircraft, the next step must be in the hotel lobby. Unfortunately, the US, they want US to go through the immigration and custom, but that is beyond their control. But that is the convenience, and so seamlessly everything was organized, so beautifully everything was put. Nice food you had, SSE children there. Everything is happening, but there's a lot of background work which you don't know, which you don't see, but everything is seamlessly going through as if everything is so beautifully done, including the debate and to cap it all up, about the play that they did. You know the SSE children, they did the play? The sacrifice. You don't think, please don't think that is just a play. That was a Native American ideal in which if you sacrifice, rain will come. But that is also in the Hindu Shastras and all these villages. Rain will come if there's one individual person who's able to sacrifice. In the Gita, it's yajna spirit. Those who live in this world sacrificing, the nature will be with us. Why it is not coming to this point is because we have become selfish and self-centered. SSE children reminded us to become sacrificial. Then the youth came. My God, it was really like... Then they did everything. There are three scripts there. The three parallel plays that was done and the dialogues was like that. See, I'm a play guy. I've written more than 100 scripts. 12 of them were staged in front of Bhagwan Baba. So I'm very careful to see what is happening, where the stage... Because we have done this. So, I was looking where, what could have improved. And then I found out perfection can never be improved. Okay. So, my topic is self-transformation towards oneness, which is the theme of this particular conference. But how do we transform? Actually, when you say self-transformation, what is it? Like this debate that you did like this, what is it? Which is more important, group sadhana or individual sadhana? It's like asking, which is more important, breathing in or breathing out? So, now... So, self-transformation towards oneness. This is a beautiful picture. Because the caterpillar is continuously parasitizing. So I told the caterpillar, hey, look at you. You are just continuously living selfishly, self-centeredly, eating on leaves. Why don't you change? Caterpillar told me, Suresh, it's not possible. Why is it not possible? Look at me, ugly, creepy, crawly creature. I said, you can change. You must go within. They asked me, how do you go within? Become a pupa. So the pupa became, they went within. And then from there, the pupa cracked and you became a butterfly. Butterfly gives, caterpillar takes. The caterpillar takes, devil. You give, God, become godly, Baba said. So this is what the whole transformation is, towards that oneness. So when you give and give and give, you become godly. Question is, what do you do? How do you do it? That is what the subject is all about. So what can we do? So you see, this is a very nice thing. Two people from lot of work from that side, the rail was built, this side, we are working. And finally, when they came together, the rails are not matching. Your activity has not led to productivity. So the point of the story is that you can be ritual, you can do all these things, it's wonderful, fantastic, but is it leading to results? The key point is what you want, results. That is what, if you don't want results and we are just doing, it's fun. But Swami said, life is a game, play it. Game is no goal. Play it, you have to have a goal. Life must have a goal. And with that goal, we must move towards that goal. So everything we must now start to see. Is it relevant? Is it significant? Is it impactful? We have to see. See, this is very funny. Humans are the only creatures on earth that will cut down a tree, turn it into paper, and then write, save the trees. So a lot of things that we are doing in our life, we have to ask. We have to check and see. This conference is over. Today you'll be going back. You'll be flying back for 1 week later. Well, how was the conference? Nice conference, good conference. The chapatis was good. The curry was nice. Okay, but apart from that, what about the talks? Ah, that also was good. Then about 1 month later, I ask you something. Yeah, which conference was it? In Dallas? Yeah, oh, Dallas. Ah, yes. I was just, ah, nice, good. What did they talk about? Love, serve, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. Then... Six months later, if I ask you, how is it? It's a faint notion, isn't it? 1 year later, imagination. 2 years later, hallucination. That's all. Everything will pass by, my friend. Everything will pass by. The whole point of the story is that it has got to instill. It has got to be impressive. Every point, what did you learn? What did you see? What did you think? Each speaker who does, you have to pick up the point. Why? Time is short. Time is short. In one conference where 1,800 people was there, I brought into the conference a pot. I carried a pot with me and I put here and I came with this pot. And I asked everyone, what's my height? 6'3". Can I go into this pot? Everybody said no. One day, I can. Yeah, I can. The point of the story is that if anything happens, you collapse, 24 hours, they catch my ashes and put it here. I am portable. And this you have to remember, because Swami said two things you must remember. What is that? Death and God. If one who is not contemplating on what death is can never be a jnani in jnana vahini, Swami writes there. That is how you must think. Every moment is spare. You are only given a short span of time. In this time, you have to finish the examination and you have to redeem your life. That yearning must be there. That burning sensation must be there. Otherwise, this opportunity will be lost. You and I are very privileged. Early morning when we get out, you have to thank Lord. Oh Lord, from the 8.4 million species, lucky I am a human being. Do you know that? You are a human. That's the most privileged sensation and experience you have. This experience that you have a human being is the most privilege. And being a human being, we came to know about spirituality. And that too, we must be very honored and lucky. Why? Because for us, it was not normal guru who came and gave you Bhiksha Mantra and all that. God himself came down and picked us up. Oh Lord, that means how privileged are we? You came and picked us up. Not only you picked us up, you taught us, you sang and you guided us and you pulled us all. In which means to say, that soul, our soul, must be. That's why when I was traveling 25 hours from Malaysia to here, there was a many functions that you have when you travel to a science conference, to see relatives, to see friends. There's nothing more exciting. Your soul starts vibrating because you want to meet devotees. Funny, when you come here, some of you I have not met, but when we are meeting, it's like one kind of a funny feeling that you get, no? As if you have met a long time before. I think what happens is when we are sitting here, our souls get up and go out for the playground, and they have a good, hey, hi, how are you, where are you? Yeah, I'm in that other body. Oh, you are in this body, okay. You know, we have this beautiful, I think that is real satsang. They're having satsang there, and after today, we all will come back to ourselves, and we return back home. So that is, I think, that feeling that we have. So. This connection must be respected and revered. You all are responsible for my redemption. You are responsible. This I'm telling you. Dr. Reddy also, you know, senior professor, he reprimands me and tells me, you must correct this, you must do this, you must do this. It's okay. You know why? Simply because everybody must be corrected. And because as long as you take me to God, don't allow SSIO to use you. Use SSIO to get to God. That is how the relationship should be. Yeah. All these are Rajinikanth's punch dialogue, you know. Now, doctor said, ask to spend at least 1 hour per day in the treadmill. Doctor said, hey, 1 hour you should be in the treadmill. No problem. You see, is he in the treadmill? Yes, he's in the treadmill. What is he doing? Yeah. Fulfilling, yeah. This is why, for this reason, the Satya Sai Scriptural Committee. Is William here? William, are you here? William, yeah, get up, please get up, William. Please stand up, that's William. Srikanth, here, please stand up, Srikanth. Srikanth, yeah. And Niranjan, stand up, Niranjan. Yeah, all these people, and then we have Severin on the side, Fiona and Sean on New Zealand, we have Sarika in Mauritius, and George Babadalis. This is the 9 people in the Satya Sai scriptural study. You know, you all get the scriptural study thing? The purpose of the study guide, I know you may be a bit confused, is to read. Just because you may forget. Now it's nicely put there. How is study guides? How is it? Very nice. Have you read it? That's the only thing we have not done. But so now I just want to let you know, all these people sit day and night and generate. How many of you have received the 108 mirrors, 108 study guide, Namavali? Yeah, yeah. No, others have not received it? No, it's a very serious thing because we have passed it to National Council, regional leaders. All of you should have received it and you should be conducting the study circles because we have already received. Study circle, early morning, 4:30, you get up. Oh, you chant 108 names. Oh, Swami, you are the one who's compassionate. You are the one who's all kind. You are the one who's all, formerly Shirdi Sai Baba. And then you have done. And he will sit there and say, this I know. I know this. I know this. You are bothered to wake me up at 108 early morning and you are telling me, I know, I know, I know. Yeah, so that is why we changed it, because it's a ritual. If you just do it like a parrot, it's a ritual. But now we changed it, we said 108 mirrors, 108 times. Oh Lord, you are the one who's compassionate. My question to ask, am I as compassionate as you are? And if I'm compassionate 108 times, I increase my frequency. Why? Because he said, you are God. But I don't feel God, therefore I have to change. I have to transform. We used 108 times to transform ourselves so that by the time we finish our life, we can be with him. Why? Because Baba said, even the river has innate intelligence to go to the ocean. What happened to humanity? Swami said that. If you have decided to clap, clap enthusiastically. Dharma of a clapper is to clap. Yeah. Now, in life, you and I are caught in this maze. We are in this maze. We are trying to get out. We are trying to come out. Where? Which direction? What is it? And we are going. So we in this direction that we are lost, we got one Sai center. All right. So we go into the Sai center, but we are still there. We are lost. We are coming out. The whole purpose of life is to come out. But what we do, we take the altar and we put it in our house. We got a bathroom, we got a hall, we got an altar also, and we're in the altar, we sit here, and how is life? Everything is okay. Bhagavan, give me this. Bhagavan, give me that. Everything is given. So your prison is very beautiful. The only thing that we are not asking, Swami, is the key to open the jail door and come out. That is what we are supposed to do, but we are not asking. So for that purpose, you, my devotees, they never asked me for this. So to demonstrate that, I was born in a jail. You remember Krishna came, he was born in a jail, and he demonstrated. I asked Krishna, why were you born in a jail? Unnecessarily, you should have been born in a maternity home or a hospital. He told me, Suresh, you were born in a jail too. But when I was born, the jail door opened, I came out. But the problem is, you are still in the jail. That is why I am called Paramatma and you are called Jivatma. Yeah. So the teacher is saying that we need to now come out of our jail. We have to. Your yearning must be, chi. You should be, what kind of life is this? How can I be leading a life like this? So mundane, so normal, so finite. We have to demonstrate that we have to live it. We must use, that's why Swami said, more important than guru is guri. You know what's the difference? Correct, spelling. So, guru is teacher, guri is goal. You must have a goal. Now, I thought for this for a long while. Yeah, so look at this. Transforming, what are you transforming? Transforming thoughts, transforming habits, transforming values, transforming outlook, transforming perspective. All these have to, there's so much transformation I must do. But there's one thing that you can do. You transform this, you can transform everything. What is that? Transform belief. Transform belief. It's called belief shift. You have to shift your belief. Hey, we believe in God. We all believe in God. Yeah. That is also another problem. That can be a very nice, beautiful Maya also. We need to also understand that. Wearing white and white does not make you spiritual, you know. It just gives you a uniform. That's why Swami said, you want to discuss why you wear white inside, since you're not white, at least you wear outside white. So white and white is just a uniform. So what are we doing? Transforming belief. So literally, at one time, earth was flat. Remember, earth was considered flat. So mothers used to tell children, don't go, don't explore, you may fall off the cliff. People never did that. So what happened? Outlook was different, thoughts was different, perspective was different. Why? Belief was earth was flat. And then science proved what? Earth is not flat, my friend. Earth is round. People said, you cannot run 4 minutes in 1 mile. 1 mile, you cannot be done. 4 minutes. Nobody did that. Until one guy. You know who the guy who did that? Who? Yeah, Roger Manish. He did that. So when he did that, he crossed the thing. Next year, next Olympics, 16 other people did it. Why? When one person can do, then it is you broke the limits and therefore people can cross. So my friend, we are conditioned by belief. We are conditioned by belief. Therefore, what we must do? Transform our belief. From tomorrow when you go, transform your belief. What is the belief that you should transform? Transform the belief in this way. I am body with spirit. I am body with spirit. If you are living in your life with body with the spirit, it's like people walking. Have you seen people going for a walk with dogs? This is, you're taking the dog for a walk. Another way of walking is the dog. Now dog is taking you for a walk. So now the problem is that your body is now carrying you. The body has got the senses. The senses are captivated by the Maya world. And therefore, we are originally dictated by the senses. And so your body is taken. It has hijacked you. The body has hijacked you and taken you to the destination of the senses. So he waited. You're not coming down. Nobody is coming up. Therefore, he himself came down. Why? To tell us, my friend, we have to change. Our belief have to change. And the belief change is that you have to do, I am spirit with the body. And he has to change this also. Yeah, I'm spirit with the body. That means to say, my spirit now, oh, I am the spirit. In fact, Swami said it nicely, you are God. What more better definition than you are God? So that means when you wake up in the morning, every morning you should feel, I'm God. First word that comes out, Swami, thank you so much for giving me one more day. One more day, because I have another day with you. I have another day in life. So every morning you get up, you must feel a kind of inspiration. Satya Sai Baba devotees must be inspired every day to get up in the morning. Inspired, because he gave us one more day to live. Not have Saib long faith. One more day, I have to get up one more day. Oh, you're the same kitchen chore, same husband, same family. Oh, this man. You know, Mahavishnu came down one day. Husband and wife were standing, all padanamskaram. He said, Mahavishnu said, I can take one of you to heaven. The husband said, darling, you go. The wife said, my God, you became so sacrificial. When you go to heaven, this place will become heaven. Terrible. What a relationship, not so good. So I am spirit with body. Spirit with body means from today morning on, today onwards, change the belief. I am God. In fact, Swami is saying, I am Akanda Para Brahman, I am Satchidananda. All this he's saying. What is he saying? He's saying this to us. We have to affirm every day. Feel godly. Feel godly, you feel good. Feel enthusiastic. Every morning, walk also, you must walk. Not walk, good morning. Oh, what is so good about the morning? You know, what kind of reply is that? That's not a reply. So the fact is, you are so cheerful. Tomorrow, when you go to work, you'll tell people, happy morning, everybody. Hey, hi there, how are you? What happened? I went for a conference. Yeah, so these are different. That is the impact of this conference. To you and to the people around you. See, this is what it is. That is what life is. From tomorrow onwards, you should refuse to be unhappy and refuse to be sad. You should be all the time happy because you have God in your heart. Your Sai is in your heart. You should be. Listen, one day in the veranda, we were sitting there. Swami came out and Swami pointed, you go inside. Three people went inside. Then Swami turned around. The wind blew. The door closed. Then he turned to us and said, nowadays, they have interview even without me. Sense of humor. Swami's sense of humor. Everywhere is a, you know, it's very nice because, to be happy, to be joyful. There's nothing to be sad about, my friend. Nothing to be sad about. Because when we're living for a short while, be happy and go. When I ask you, how are you? 1972, I came to Texas from India. Your tragic story starts from 72. By the time you finish to 2025, I have to take two Panadols. So not necessary, isn't it? So I'm a spirit with body means I'm happy. Bhagavan said, guys, you change the slide? It's not okay. So Swami said, I'm indivisible, supreme, absolute. You have to believe this. You have to believe this means that you say that Bhagavan is saying this. That means everywhere is Swami. In the car when you're going, you talk to Swami. In the flight, when I say, Swami, I'm going here, I'm going there. Every moment of your life, you must every time talk as a friend. Don't put him, Puttaparthi, Sainatha, Kailasa, Siva. Our problem is we put him in the locality. Because we think it is there. We cannot feel he's everywhere. That is the belief you have to change. So you don't have to go to some place and to experience. You sit where you are. You are there. And that experience must be real. So this is what Swami said. Then, in fact, Baba said, you don't need any sadhana. Do as I say, and you'll get the results in a moment. Baba, that is the problem. We cannot follow. We have a follow. One day, one in center, one person was putting huge, big garland. So we told, Auntie, you should not, why waste so much money? Baba said, be simple. Why you put so much big flower? Swami said, be simple. Swami will say. What a logical thing. Swami will say. Yeah. So, now, this is a very important part. I am confined to only the how and the what of all matters. This is very important, you remember. How and what, we have to transform the belief. What belief it is? Watch this. This is where our problem is. Most of the time, we're getting stuck in what is called change. Transform the slide. Okay, do this. Next one. So, this is the circle. This is Simon Sinek's model, but it's a very good model to follow because it tells you these things. Look at that. Click. No, sorry. Yeah. So, what? Most of the time, we are caught in the what world. What world? What is spirituality? What is all intellectual concepts, ideology, and all that? Then, how to get there? Next one, you click. You go to how. So, this is how. This is what sadhana have to do, how to do it, how to. So, we remain in the what and the how. And this is how we spend the rest of, and we think we are spiritual. See, I'm trying to tell you, we have not got into the why. You cannot, if you do not have why, you cannot get passion. Only passion comes from why. But you remain in the what and the how, you are ritual. You come to why, it becomes spiritual. What is the difference between ritual and spiritual? Three letters. SPI, Swami's purpose and intention. Add it to any ritual, it becomes spiritual. Yeah. Everything that you do, add this word inside. So you put a flower. Why am I doing this flower? I did this. What did you do this for? You broke a coconut. Phew, break. And then, why you broke this coconut? Don't know. 100,000 Indian Hindus are breaking it. I also broke it. Yeah. There are some people, 100 coconuts they break. I saw one person breaking. I went to the temple. You're breaking. No, they are breaking. Why you are not breaking? I outsource it to other people to break. Because it's tired. I'm telling you, honestly, I'm not joking. So he's standing there, and the other person is breaking the coconut. And he's watching that. So because it's a ritual, and he's just caught inside. We must not make Satya Sai Baba into a religion. Put him in the altar, put him in the photograph, and then Swami, and then lock him in the center, and then come out outside. And then Swami, I'll come next Thursday. Don't worry.
I hope you enjoyed the talk. Next week, we'll hear the final part two. Saram to you all.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.